You know, maybe you could come to ALT and talk about their speeding ticket policy.
$45.
I wouldn't buy an ALT, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me either.
Okay,
You wouldn't be able to.
It popped in my head, and I don't know the answer to this, so I was gonna ask Christina to think about it. There is a buyback provision in the policy that says if you get a second leak within that timeframe, 3 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. whatever we go with, you can buy back, if it's greater than the first one, you can pay for the first one and get the second one free.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's so cap on a second time, cap, how does that, yeah. We hadn't really analyzed that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how this cap on the second offense,
that's a good point.
How that affects the buyback,
yeah, that's true.
Provision.
Unless we end up changing that part of the policy.
You could eliminate the buyback
provision.
Yeah, just
eliminate that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's got to be that complicated,
that would,
if you're doing it wrong,
that would
yeah.
super complicated.
Would be
things.
My sense.
Yeah.
Right.
This yeah. is not that complicated.
Well, in the buyback, because it was because it was once every 10
years.
They got right. such a large discount because it was once every 10 years. Now we're putting it to once every 3 years, so people can be doing these leakage considerations more often. So there is the potential to have
right.
more loss
mm-hmm.
in revenue in water sales.
But changing it to just a second offender, you could eliminate all that. Because it would be a second offender in a lifetime. And if we just eliminate
so
all
you're
that
just
jazz
gonna...
and said you show up the second time, it's on, you got a cap. And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, see, you don't have to do all that. Because after the first offense, there's going to be some sort of onerous cap and it doesn't time out. I'm just suggesting
that
would be one
totally
way
up to the
to
board.
Make it simple.
Until the owner moves.
Well, that's what, that was my question. Yeah,
we don't want to get
well,
the next
sure.
person to
right.
say,
right. Good idea.
You know, and if you think about removing the buyback, there's no cap for the first offense, a cap for the second offense, and then if they have a third offense, or they have a potential issues within 3 years,
rip out the pipe.
Yeah, or you have your capital
that's
down
a, joke.
A sliding percentage, so the more leaks, the less forgiveness the district has with them.
Every 3 years.
That, and that puts the skin in the game for them. They have to realize it. And this is an ongoing problem. They're going to pay more and more until they fix this problem.
Yeah.
So we could do something like that, too. I mean, there's lots of options here.
Okay, so it sounds like it's clear as mud here, right?
Yeah,
I guess
it does.
I mean, if my sense here would be that we're going to make some recommendation that we send you guys back to the drawing table
mm-hmm.
and devise a revised policy that captures the idea of a no cap for a first offender and something onerous for their. Thereafter, and I don't want to put the words in your mouth other than no cap for the first offender, and come back
and
let us relook at it.
And then remove possibly the buyback.
But then they can come back and we can relook at it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
simplify this thing. It should not have to be
right. yeah.
complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, buybacks are typically, they have to be bigger than your first leak. So it's kind of like if I'm going to put a cap on it for
yeah,
a
so
second offender, then we're not doing, I almost feel like...
Yeah.
You
and
don't do a buyback and you don't do a second offense because you don't have and you can't do another one for 3 years. So
yeah.
there is no second offense.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's no
again would be outside the 3 years.
Would have to be outside the 3 years. So
I mean I don't want to put words in your mouth. You can think this through.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out there's no point
yeah.
in doing a buyback or a cap if you're not we're not allowing it for 3 years.
Right.
So just get rid of the buyback. There is no buyback option. You get one in 3 years, and that is it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That puts skin in the game for them, too.
No, I'm all for that. I mean, the second time we're out, we should be harsh.
I'm softy on this.
Is the second time we're out, go by property or owner?
There's language in there that says if a property transfers ownership, that consideration doesn't go to the previous owner.
Yeah.
And is there a percentage?
That one is, the no cap is 50%.
Yeah, right. 50?
Yeah, I do know.
Is we...
You only get 50%.
We're doing the larger because you have the option to have more buybacks more often. That's why we put it at 50%.
So I'm going to throw options here, so for the board. If you guys you want. If you wanted to say, give us a direction, 50%, what was it, one time for 3 years, that's it. No cap, no buyback. We can, you can adopt that today and we'll be done.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, we could bring it back and you could talk about it some more. If you're not comfortable with it. But if you guys all agree that's what you want to do, we can just make it a done deal right now.
If it's no cap, what percentage do we want to go? 50, 30?
Right.
I'd
go higher.
So, fine.
And you're saying, I'm sorry, I butted in. Go ahead.
We're saying no cap on the first offense.
Well, you're basically saying staff recommendation.
Wait, well, I don't know. I thought what I heard, maybe it's good, because what I heard was 50%, no cap.
And no buyback.
No buyback.
So you only get
no
one offense.
You get once every 3 years, that's it. Period.
And your second offense, if you had one, would have to be outside that 3 years.
Outside 3 years.
So it's back to square one again.
Right. No cap on the second time, if it's after 3 years. If you get a second within 3 years, sorry, Charlie, you lose.
You have to pay the bill.
You write a check for 12 grand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the first one...
You only have to write a check for 6 grand.
We go in.
Yeah, that's I'm kind of gagging on that one.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So it's if we want to do 50% or 70%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm advocating for, and let me just try to articulate, on the first offense, there's no cap, and it's at the board's discretion to forgive the whole thing. So that's the first offense. And then on the second offense, you can do any damn thing you want. Be as mean-spirited as you like, and I'll sign up for it.
You said forgive the whole thing.
That's
the board's discretion. There's no cap, and the board can, you could come up with a $12,000 bill on the first offense, and Steve and or the board could say, okay, we're going to forgive this offense. And the leak pile, John, because it's your first offense.
Yeah, I'd rather have it so you don't have stuff keep coming to the board
every
time.
I mean, it may help to talk about the smaller ones first, that, like, if someone comes up with someone that's, like, a more normal-sized leak, we're going to...
So it's between 80 and 90% is what they save now. So what we need direction on is instead of every year it going up 5 cents... We need to have a percentage in place. What are the customers going to save on their bill? So we proposed 50%. The finance committee proposed 30% is what they pay. So if there's, and the reason they put that 30% is with that $1,000 cap.
Right.
The reason I put 50% is because that's kind of what all the other agencies were doing. And you're getting it more often. You're getting a leakage consideration every 3 years. So you're saving 50%. You're getting it, you're able to exercise it more often. So we just need to find out if you're wanting no cap, we don't forgive a whole leakage consideration. We still have to charge for the treatment of the water, delivery of the water and everything else. So is what is the percent that we're going to say that the customers are going to be forgiven? Do we want to forgive 70%? Do we want to forgive 50%? Do you want to change it 80?
And it's currently?
Currently it's between 80 to 90% of their water consumption.
That we forgive?
Whatever the water loss is, yes. Over what their normal consumption would be. But
so
they get
it
once every 10 years.
Now, it would be no cap and we forgive about between 80 and 90%. If we left the policy the way it's been for the last 50 years.
And you get one every 10 years, rather than every 3.
And we're talking about changing that to every 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. Let me go to Karen real quick.
The way I had a water leak in the 80s, and the way they did it is it wasn't a real huge one. It was like about $200 and some odd, but they prorated what I paid with what I normally had been paying. And that's the way they did it. It wasn't a percentage. It was... They took my bills from the a year ago and just prorated it.
Your average consumption rate.
My average. That's exactly the way they did it.
And
I thought
the one that's over is the leakage.
Yeah.
Just really quick. Just look at the chart for 2019. It's got 50 to 90. So take a typical user and see what the difference is. Because even a small, low-income person, even though they have the forgiveness thing, it's still going to be a burden for them. 50%, you know, versus
yeah.
90.
Let's see.
Is that red and black one?
Let's see, where is it?
And there's only like a couple over 1,000.
Still puts the some responsibility back on you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, I don't want to look like we're just writing checks for our customers.
Yeah,
they should have some
responsibility.
I just don't want to see them get a $10,000 bill. That just doesn't. That's not going to break our back. That could break somebody's back. And we haven't done it for 50 years, so I'm not going to sign up for changing that myself.
Well, but the 3 years, I think, is important to change.
Yeah, I mean, that part, I'm okay with the three-year thing. And I'm real happy with the way that they've been doing it for 50 years. So some small variation on that, I'm fine with it.
No cap, 3 years, 60%, and no buyback.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a $10,000 bill.
Well, then you probably have. Then you could do the. You could come in and try to do the.
The big ones are going to come in. If you have that bigger bill, you're going to try to get that changed. Mm-hmm. I would.
And we would still have the discretion of the board when he shows up.
Right. To possibly
show their income, yes. And then you want to
right.
To
I mean, you know,
it.
If it's
right, 10 working days, all adjustments
right,
are
okay.
Customer made appeal to working day. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So you guys,
to the board of directors. I just want to make sure clear.
Okay. So the last gen consideration is we've moved from 50 to 60 to 70 now on our chart. So, what are we agreeable to?
Well, I guess I think I'm agreeing with Mike. I'm saying 60 with no cap in 3 years.
And no buyback.
And no buyback.
That potato had a question.
Okay, and again, for clarification, for mm-hmm. us down here at the end of the table.
All right, I'm with you too, so please ask.
Yeah, so 60%, that's leakage credit. So if I got a $1,000 bill, I'm going to get 60% credited back, so I pay a $400 bill.
No.
No.
Got that backwards?
That is based on your usage. So you can't really say what your bill would be. It's if you would save 60% of your water lost, because you could be a high user.
So my water loss was $1,000 on top of my other regular surcharges and assessment fee and things like that. So I'll say I had a water loss that amounted to $1,000.
Then you'd save $600.
And so I would be paying you $400 plus the rest of my base rate and my, okay.
You'd pay $400 for the
weekend.
Right.
And how does that change from how it is now?
Well, that's what you were saying, that it's the 80-90%, right?
It's calculated weird.
But
it's not calculated by a percentage. It's calculated
by... But if you were going to...
It's between about 80% to 90%.
So you basically calculated on that running annual average for
and
like
it's going
3 years
up every year.
So if I had a leak in December, they would go back 3 Decembers and say, "Hey, your average was this much. Your average bill was this much. So we're going to give you this credit and let you pay this much on your running average."
No, that's incorrect. We go to your prior year's usage at the same time.
Right. So you went back 3 Decembers for me.
No, that's not how. Well, if you so this is when we will go back to multiple years, is if you've had more than one leak, then we'll go back to the prior years. But we go back to, like, so right now in 2019, we go back to 2018's usage.
Okay. I understood you guys, because my one leak I had, I thought you went back 3 Decembers and averaged those.
No.
You just went back to the previous December.
Correct.
Got it.
And we're
but
saying
it is based on your average previous months worth of use.
And that 60%, at least I'm saying, Mike, I think you're on the same boat. Saying we're 60 because, because now since we're not, now it's once every 10 years, you can do it more often. So it seems appropriate to change the 80 to 90% generally down to
60
because you can do it every 3 years as opposed to once every 10.
Correct, which will generate more revenue coming in for the district because they're going to get the difference between 60 and 90%. Right?
But you can also do it
It's going to be about 30K, but I mean, district-wise, it's a small percentage.
It's just that we're not giving a whole bunch away.
Well,
sorry, there's one other comment here.
I just had a clarification for Steve. Mainly, if when we do go to like a smart meter, when we change the meters, is that going to be accessible to like a cell phone?
They're not planned the way it is now. I mean, it's something I think we can think about, but the project we already bid was not that way. It was, you don't know what the meter says until we go drive by them.
Right. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
So I was, you know,
mentioned
really,
vacation homes and stuff. It would be kind of nice, you know, now in this day and age, you know, you can just pop that in your phone and say,
so while you drive by
something
every
running,
month,
you know.
Well, they can check it from wherever they are on vacation.
Anyway,
well, that's just that's what you're. If,
yeah, but you can drive by every month instead of every 2 months.
The way it's planned now, we can't do that. There is a way to do that. Yes, because of line of sight issues. There's a way to do that where you could do it. You can just look it up, but it requires significant investment in infrastructure, antennas and towers and transmitters and stuff. Because we're you know 400 something square miles and the topography is very varied, so
it can't be automatic.
It's yeah, we can't really do that.
So can I entertain a motion then?
Please.
Yeah. Please. We all feel like we're beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
How about we send this policy back to staff and have staff revise it so that we have no cap on the first lien, we remove the buyback, we accept the or change the policy so we're doing it within 3 years rather than 10, and then we go with a 60% leakage credit.
That's exactly what I wrote.
Yep. I agree. I think we can do that now.
We don't have to.
So
go back
yeah.
To
staff.
That'll
so
be
basically, 111833. We're changing it from 1/2 to the customer shall be responsible for payment of 40% of the calculated water loss.
Let's make sure we're on the right one.
Yeah. It's my. It would be mine.
Your
the one that's listed for mine.
Five.
First one.
Attachment five.
Well,
yeah,
I have them under those. Both of them. Okay.
I lied.
It's six. Okay, five. Okay, so, I'm sorry, Christina, go ahead.
So the one that says it's 1118.3.3. The customer shall be responsible for payment of, instead of 1/2, 40% of the calculated water loss. This one doesn't have a cap on it. So then we would just remove 1118.4.2. And everything else is a part of the policy. The 3 years, them being able to come to
the board
and everything else.
I don't know if you made that motion to make that discussion again.
Yeah.
Makes your brain hurt, doesn't it?
I think we got it.
We'll second it.
Yeah, I'm
going to
second that motion.
Okay.
Thank God.
You can go
like this.
There's no public comment on this. We're just closing.
No, there's no public comment.
Okay.
No.
That's the longest discussion I've seen on leakage policy ever.
Okay.
We're trendsetters, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
We're renegades.
Kelly, voice of your motion.
Director Garcia.
Everybody understands the motion, yes? I think. Yes, okay.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
And Director Wadley.
Aye. Let's turn away from that one. Okay. And then, 7C.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve and Thomas.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right for the door.
Yeah, she's the guy that got my back.
Okay, item 7C, review and provide direction, request for proposals for communications, public outreach services. Steve, staff report, please.
After that rousing conversation, I'm coming back to you guys for direction on the request for proposals for communication and public outreach services. I don't know if you need me to summarize it, but I will quickly summarize it. We did an RFP a long time ago, about a year ago now, collected proposals, the interviews, came back to the board with the staff's recommendation. At that point, the board decided they didn't want to move forward at that point in time with the proposals we had and the costs that we had involved. And so I was directed to solicit input from other directors, bring RFP back so the board could have a discussion about the RFP and provide direction before I circulated it again to get more proposals. So I've done all that. We've come back to you in the staff report. I listened to the discussion, I listened to the input I got from the directors, And the result, I think the net of all that is, based on all input I got, is that the RFP doesn't change very much. There's small changes to requests for proposals as it was written, and the addition of two tasks, which was making sure we are allowed to get school posters and tours and a fact sheet handout that we can then circulate for, you know, directors to be able to use the handout at events, and we, you know, do Founders Day and whatnot. You guys go to, you go to the Rotary, you go to your dinners, you can take that with you. So the RFP is attachment 3, is the revised one with the changes. Attachment 3. And then as far as fiscal impact goes, we did put this in the budget this year, 1920, for $20,000. Obviously, we don't need to do budget adjustment until we know how much we're going to spend on it. So with that, I'm looking for input from the board on what to do with this RFP to put it in a format that's acceptable for you guys to circulate, and then with the understanding that you can always circulate it and get proposals, and once we find the person we think is the best fit, then we can negotiate the contract and scope with them. So if we want at that point to cut things out of their scope, we can do that to try and get it down to the cost, which I think we did have that conversation last time too with On the Mark, because they were willing to, you know,
they were just a little
cut things.
Facebook.
They wanted to cut, you know, they were willing to work with us on what the scope is. The important thing is to get it out there, in my mind, as staff, my perspective, the important thing is to get it out there and find someone that the board is, the district is comfortable working with.
Yeah.
And then we can negotiate the scope with the, you know, with the parameters within the RFP at least. So.
Okay. More comments? Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, can you bring me back up to speed, if you would, because I know we've addressed this particular item on the agenda a couple of times. And I remember last time we did, Dr. Halpin had a lot of really good comments. And I thought, because of other his comments and other comments made by the board, I thought we whittled this down to just being a newsletter at that time, and then you were going to go back and rework the RFP. So what am I missing here? What am I not remembering?
That was not the direction that I got. The direction I got was not whittle it down to only newsletters.
Okay.
I think that was, I mean, that was probably, I'm sure that was discussed, because there was a lot of discussion on what should be involved in the scope.
Right.
I mean, and that's the discussion I'm asking guys to have again, is,
I mean,
if you want to cut this down to something else, or you want to add something, what would you like to see?
I had kind of initiated this, and I had been a huge advocate that we need to do good public outreach, and I hated On the Mark. So that means, I just, okay, they're out. But I'm still a huge advocate, and I think we really need to do a good job of reaching out to the community. And, but you know,
right.
I'm not a social media PR kind of guy. I know it needs to be done. I know On the Mark was the wrong guy, but I still think we need to spend some money and do a better job doing this.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to go about
it. I'll just add that On the Mark may not be the wrong guy if we give them more direction, because the problem was they had things in there based on an entire outreach program and marketing strategy that was beyond the scope that we need.
Right.
Because their budget for Facebook alone was way more than people's internet is even going to be accessed in our district. So
right.
I think by providing them with better direction on what we're looking for will help.
Correct. But with all that said, and with the services that Steve has mentioned here, we're looking at possibly social media, newsletters, press releases, email campaigns, and then maybe an implementation of an annual plan. Do we really need all that? Do we really need all that? And then in addition to a web landing page, informational video presentations that can be used for civic organizations, school outreach posters. I mean,
I commented a couple of those, because I think I included those. Don't do this again. I don't think we need, from my perspective, and since I put it in, I didn't. When we take it out, I don't think we need task 2.4 anymore, or task 11 or 13.
Right. Let me go back to this, because maybe I need to clarify. 2.4.
That's the conduct. Oh. That's the conduct social media activity. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
That is the second time someone tripped over.
I know that needs to get taped. It got unplugged.
Yeah. So I yeah. 2.4. I would say take out 2.4 now. Mm-hmm. The app, and task 11 and 13.
I don't think it needs to be plugged in right now.
So
that you're
now 13.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
I just think we can do that.
The tours ourselves. Yeah, this is probably.
So the maybe and a faction. If we can't do a faction in a district.
It would help me if we could work off of. I'll try. It would help if you guys could work off of attachment 3 as much as possible. Which is more generic descriptions, because there's no attached 2.4 in there. It's just dealt and maintained GPUD social media presence, develop policies.
What page is there?
The page.
Well, starting
four
at page 4.
Nine.
Yeah,
four.
Okay. 4, 5, 6 of the very top is 6 of 9. That's the task as I described it in the RFP. So task 2. It sounds
so
like
maybe the task 2.
Just scratch that first sentence.
Yes.
I mean, that would be it. That would be just down to develop social media policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Board adoption.
Right.
And then everything else is kind of irrelevant, but we can leave it in there.
So then, well, then your deliverables you take out to that 1 year, right?
Yeah, so we'd take out
bullet point 3. Everyone's mm-hmm. following that there.
Yep. Now, I don't know, do you want their recommendations on what a social media strategy should be for us?
Oh, yeah, 1 and 2, yes, but okay. The deliverables.
I think so. Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
So then I'm going to ask the question, who's going to deliver the social media, whatever they come up with? Let's say they say, you need to have someone monitoring Facebook X times a week and making sure all your things get posted there. And maybe you should have a Twitter. I don't know. I'm making stuff up now. But who's going to do that then?
Well,
would we figure that out? We can figure that out later, I suppose.
Is this a budget maybe? And then we decide as part of our strategic plan discussion, like what do we want to do?
Okay.
So they're giving us what we need, what we should be doing.
We should be doing, and then we'll
can implement it or not.
Okay.
depending on budget, because I'd rather get a project manager before we get someone doing Twitter
Facebook. And Twitter and Instagram and Facebook postings. Yeah.
So
I think that is input. So that'll be interesting to see, because I think that'll be input that they're going to want. They're going to want to know, well, how much, because that was kind of the first question everyone asked me, well, how much money do you want to spend?
Right.
Exactly. And so how much time do you have to dedicate? Because you could do all those things, Twitter, Instagram, I don't know what else.
Right.
You could do them all. And
right.
if you had someone dedicated full time, you could do everything.
Yep.
And so I think I can word it that we tell them, look, we're a small district, limited resources. We don't have a person dedicated to this.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend as a
minimalist
strategy? But I want to hear that from you guys, if that's
right.
what you want.
I'm sure they're going to appreciate that too, Steve, because there's a lot of small companies that don't have a large budget for IT, let alone social media. So I'm sure they worked with other clients before that are on a tight budget.
I'll make sure they also are aware of the Facebook activities in the region, and it's pretty active up here, from my perspective.
Well, and it's not something that we're not going to grow into. I mean, if we get this recommendation from him, then and we're looking at the majority of this being a 1 year contract. Maybe by the second year, we'll be ready to grow a little further, depending on the success of this program.
Okay,
it might be something as easy as providing us with there's a website program that you just put your post and it posts it to all the places that you want it to go to. So maybe something simple as providing us with that.
There are, and there's also web firms that will do that kind of work on a pro bono basis for prorated hours, like 20 hours a month for 501c3. So there's all kinds of options out there, and I'm sure on the mark and the other folks that provided a bid on this are aware of those. So there's lots of options out there.
We have lots of, we can exercise those adjustments and modifications once you secure some people who respond to the RFQ, correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard you guys, someone just said get rid of, I'm contemplating getting rid of, I forgot.
So that would be test 6?
6.
Yeah.
School outreach, poster, and tours.
So we scratched 6. for now.
Right, okay.
And seven, is that, do I have the right one?
Yeah, no, that's not on this one.
13D.
Seven is fact sheet handout.
Right, yeah, so that's correct. I'm suggesting.
Take it out.
To scratch that, no.
Okay, so what we're leaving behind it then is, communication strategies, newsletter frequency, press release frequency, and email campaigns.
Right, but even those are those deliverables we aren't doing. The deliverables are basically just the recommendations.
Right.
Isn't that what we're basically talking about?
No, I was talking, all three of those, three, four, and five in there would be 1 year of those services.
So.
So they provide 1 year of newsletters.
Email campaign.
Which is probably, yeah.
Right.
Newsletters would be six, right, one per blank cycle.
Yeah.
Press releases would be as, kind of as needed, whatever fits in with their recommendations.
And Steve, their communication strategy, the task one then, could be that they put together all these pieces that you recommended in your narrative.
Absolutely.
And we exercise even some of those depending on what is the best fit for the district.
Yeah, yes, the way this was been set up, I think, from the beginning is that the first step is develop a strategy and a plan. And that would come to the board before we did anything else, for you guys to review and accept and provide some direction on. So I just was trying to do the RFP big enough, and the scope big enough, so they could get an understanding of what we thought we need for them the first couple of years. Because they're making a commitment to help us, and no one wants to agree to do work and then get, they kind of, you know, they need a plan. They need a plan of what they're going to be doing, and I think giving them idea of what we think we want helps them develop that strategy and plan, and understanding our budget helps them develop that. So that was the intent, is that they have knowledge of kind of where we think we are, what we think we need, and then they can develop a plan, and that would be done with board input.
Well, I think you've done that well here in the scope of services, and if we amend it and take these three out, test two, six, and seven, they still have a pretty good idea of what we're expecting to receive a bid on.
I think that's good direction. And test two isn't not completely, I'm just, they're going to cut it down to just the social media policy and strategy. And then they won't do any social media work for us, they're just going to provide us with some recommendations that we can, the board's recommendations that they can, the board can implement or not.
Correct. You know, I like the way we're doing this, because it gives us a way to ease into this, so that we get at least enough of a presence out there, and then we can grow into social media if, based on their recommendations and things like that the next year, or if we tend to want to renew this contract with whomever.
I mean, it's hugely important in my mind that we do it.
Right.
It's reasonable. There isn't anybody working at GPUD that knows the first thing about how to do it. So we need to get a consultant that can help us guide our way. You know, we can't just tell them, this is the bullseye we want to hit. I can't anyways.
Right.
So, you know, that, having that, what you say, an iterative approach to find where we want to go seems reasonable to me.
And Steve, your RFP schedule seems very reasonable. Even with the holidays, you know, coming up, you've got good windows in there for, you know, final selection.
Are we ready to do them on?
Just giving direction.
Is that direction, is that?
That's, yeah, agree.
Yes, okay, we'll do that. That's it.
All right.
Oh, no, we have to quit now?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's a good thing Susan doesn't sit next to you.
I'd be poking him.
Board member, item number eight, board member request for additions, future meeting agendas, requests for information, et cetera. I'll start from the right on this one, with Director Garcia.
I have provided my usual list for the meeting to be included in part of the permanent record. But the two that I really want to hit on is, I think what I'd like to see on the agenda next month is the election of the Board of Directors officers and the Finance Committee activities, and the water rates freezes. If we don't put that on and that rate goes through, then we have missed an opportunity to discuss as a governance team what we're going to do with that. And in light of Mike's chart today and some of the discussions and considerations about where we are with the CIP and the budget that Steve's revising and working on, I think it's important that we take a look at what we want to do with these water rates. So I'd like to see those. And the rest of them you can read in the meeting minutes later. It's the standard request that I've made in the past.
Okay.
Nothing for me.
Director Saunders?
Thank you letter to EID, possibly for the generators.
Ah, yeah.
Good idea.
Okay.
What else
down here? On the thank you letter, would you be okay if I work with the board president on writing something? No.
Yeah, sure. The other thing I wanted to mention too is a big shout out and a thank you to the Devise Chamber of Commerce for the mixers that they do. That's very nice of them to do, and it's very nice of them to give an opportunity to our board president to give them an update on what's going on within the water district. So big thank you to them. It's really nice if they do that.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. I don't have anything either, so.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second
that.
We all seconded it.
Dave beat me to it.
Yeah.
No discussion. Meeting adjourned. 5:10.
And then gavel.